We'll go now to Jennifer in Los Angeles. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I was calling with a question about helping the poor and homeless people. I work in homeless services and do outreach, street outreach, and I encounter destitute people who are destitute every day, and I do what I can, but I always feel guilty when I don't give, I guess, more, and I struggle with how much to tap into my own personal resources to help people versus and saying no when, I guess, in reality, I could do more, but I don't know. Yeah. It's just a struggle for me that I don't know
I
how to
understand that. And it's a struggle that I share with you because, you know, we want to have the nice things in our lives that we have, you know, a home and a car and Netflix and things like that. But, you know, we could always give more. Did you see the movie Schindler's List, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the scene very end where Schindler, after the war is over, he's contemplating what else he could have done. So his watch or I think it was his wedding ring. He says, I could have sold this. I could have bought the freedom for 10 more Jews if only I had sold this. And if I had sold my car or whatever, you know what I'm saying is that he was looking at all the things that he had in terms of personal belongings. And he's saying exactly the same thing that you're talking about, which is if only I had sold this or given that away, I could have done more. And there's almost no end to that. And this is why I think Jesus said to the rich young ruler who said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He says, if you wish to be perfect, sell all your possessions, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. So that's kind of like the ultimate self-sacrifice. Now, how do we find a balance between that ultimate self-sacrifice and being stingy? My guess is that, like Father Rocky likes to say, give until you smile. You know, when you find that sweet spot where you know, boy, this is really giving a lot more than I ever thought I could, but it's making me happy. And I feel like I'm really helping when I do that. It seems like that would be the goal to shoot for. What do you think?
That makes sense. It's an endless number of people here in LA. It's, I don't know. It's just saying, once I say yes to somebody, then there's droves of other people who come and want and in some ways it's outside of the scope of what we should be doing working in the scope. But at the same time, there are people in need and it's just very hard to say no and to turn people away. But
I would say this, Jennifer, if the principle is do the best you can and as much as you can with what you have, then you're on the right path. And I believe that that's pleasing to God. I'll leave you with a story. The story is told about a guy walking on the beach after a big storm the day before and the waves had churned up onto the beach, all kinds of driftwood and flotsam and jetsam. And among other things were these thousands of starfish all along this shore because the waves had churned them up onto the sand. And they were dying in the sun. And so as this man is walking, he sees this little girl. And she's just kind of skipping around from one starfish to another, picking it up and throwing it in the water. And as he gets closer to her, he says, little girl, what are you doing? She says, well, I'm saving the starfish. And he sort of laughed and he said, well, there are countless starfish. There are, you know, thousands and thousands of starfish. What does it matter? And she holds up the starfish in her hand and she looks at it and she said, well, it matters to this one. And she tosses that starfish back in the water so it could live. I've always been taken by that story because it's a beautiful way of remembering that we are called to be person-specific, to do the best we can. Yes, it's helpful to help groups of people, but the more we can be helping kind of individually and just doing what we can, she was never going to get to all those starfish, but at least for the ones that she could get to, it made all the difference. I appreciate the call. Thank you.